Audio check. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, amen. In terruibulum tali Dei, ad Deum religiam in ad iubitudem meam. Iudicam in Deus et necere causa meam, de gentem sancta, homini in ipo loso veroe. Quia duas Deus fortitudum mea, quad in mulis, et quare tristis in cedo dum, vigi me, inimicus, emite lucem tuam et venit ad in tuam. Ipse venit uxerunt, in ad uxerunt, in motem sanctum tuum, in tabernacum et tuam. Et in terruibulum tali Dei, ad Deum religiam in ad iubitudem meam. Copine virtini in cita de Deus, Deus meus. Quare crisis is anima mea, et quare contumes mea. Spera in Deo, conia vatucum, et imerili, salutare multus mea, et Deus meus. Gloria Patri, Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, nunc et semper, et saecula saeculorum, amen. Introibo ad altare Dei, ad Deum predigibigat iuventutem meam. Auditorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui vete caelum et terram. Confidio in Deum, imponendi mi armire, e sub vigili di armi, per la gangelo, di armi vari battisti, e sacri depositis Pedro e Paolo, omni musantis e omnis fratris, qui amigami nimis cogitatione per ome nome, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, dire o frego beato malim sub vigili, di armi mi credo ne gangelo, di armi buone battista, sacri depositis Pedro e Paolo, omni santis e vos fratris, sonare per me a Domino Deum nostrum. Miseriatur nostri, omnipotens Deus, inimicis peccatis nostris, reducat nos ad vitam aeternam, amen. Indulgentiam absolutionem et remissionem peccatorum nostrorum, tribuit nobis omnipotens et misericordiorum, amen. Deus in universis, fede vigaris nos, et flex tua de habitat in te. Ostendi nobis Domini misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum per nobis. Domini exaudi orationem meam, et salvo Deum sancte meam. Dominus obiscum. Oremus. Ne expectaverum peccatores et perdere me. Testimonia tua Domine in lexi, omnis consumationis vini finem, datum et datum tuum vinis. Viam immaculati in via quiam lade legi Domini, gloria Patri, Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, amen. Ne expectaverum peccatores et perdere me. Testimonia tua Domine in lexi, omnis consumationis vini finem, datum et datum tuum vinis. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax dominibus, bonum voluntatis, o damus te, benedicibus te, paranamus te, glorificamus te. Gratias animus tibi corpe varium gloriam tuam. Domine Deus ex celestis, Deus Pater omnipotens. Domine Fili Unigeni Te, Jesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Te, Filius Patris, Vitolis Peccatamundi Miserere De Nobis, Vitolis Peccatamundi Suscibe De Peccatione Nostra, Viseris Ad Exeter Patris Miserere De Nobis, Voniam Tu Solus Sanctus, Tu Solus Dominus, Tu Solus Altissimus Jesu Christe, Cum Sancto Spiritu, In Gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus Obiscum. Oremus. Deus omnium placitur bonorum, qui in fama de tua viniara cum virginitatis flore martiri palmam conjunsisti, mentes nostras eos intercessione tibi caritate conjunge, ut ab motis benignis, premia consequamur eterna. Oremus. Excite quasum soli potentiatur infini, ut ab imidetibus peccatorum sor periculis, te meriatur protegete erimi, te liberate salvari, vivimus et regnas cum Deo Patre, in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, pro omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lectione Ibris Sapientiae, Domini Deus meus, exultasti super terram habitationem meam, et pro morte defluente deprecatus sum, et vocavi nominum Patrum Domini Mei, ut non te reliqua te in die tribulationis mea, et in tempore superborum sine adjutorium. Laudamo nomen tuum assidue, et collaudamo illud in confessione, et exaudida es oratio mea, et liberasti me de petitione, et erepuisti me de tempore iniquo, propteria confitebor, et laudem dicam tibi, Domini Deus nostrum. Adiuvavi team Deus ultus suo, Deus in medio eius non como bebitur, fluminis infinus, legimica civitate Dei, sanctificavi tabernaculum suum altissimus. Alleluia, alleluia, hicas virgo sapiens et una de numero prudentum. Alleluia. Dominus obiscum. Sequentia Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteo. In illo tempore dixit Iesus discipuli suis parabola hoc: simile est regnum celorum thesauro absconditur agro, quem qui invenit homo absconditur et praegaudio illius vadit et vendit universa praehabet, et ebit agrum illum. Iterum simile est regnum celorum omni negotiatori. Venenti bonas margaritas, et meta autem una preciosa margarita abili, et vendinit omnia qui habuit in ebit eam. Iterum simile est regnum celorum sanceri vise in mare, et exoni generi fisium congregati, qualcum in treta esse de lucentes et secus vitus sedentes, et in gelum bolos in basa, balos autem foras miserum. Sic erit in consummationi seculi, exiunt angeli, et separabunt balos de medio iusorum, et vitet Deos in caminum ignis. Ibi erit fletus, et stridor dentio. Itel existis, hec omnia, tibulei etiam. Aetilis, ideoam omnis scriba doctus in regno celorum, similis est homini patri familias, qui proper te tesauro suo, nova et petera. A lesson from the book of Ecclesiasticus. O Lord my God, you have exalted my dwelling place upon the earth, and I have prayed for death to pass away. I called upon the Lord, the Father of my Lord, that he would not abandon me in the day of my trouble, and in the time of the proud without help. I will ever praise your name, and will praise it with thanksgiving. And my prayer was heard, and you saved me from destruction, and delivered me from the evil time. For this reason, I thank you, and I praise you, O Lord our God. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net, which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Have you understood all this? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Saving words of the gospel. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bibiana. First of all, she is to be confused with another saint with a similar name, a Viviana, or another Bibiana. B and V, V for the ancient Romans were very similar, very close. So they're not to be confused. One of them is a 3rd century saint, Bibiana, the Bibiana who is now in Los Angeles, right? Patroness of the Cathedral of Los Angeles, the cathedral, well, at least the former Cathedral of Los Angeles, rather than the Rajah Mahal that was built there. Anyway, this is a Roman virgin martyr from the 4th century. She was persecuted and killed in the time of Julian the Apostate. She was probably the daughter of Christians and of a prominent family, and so she had to be made an example of. There's a little church to her in Rome in the Esquiline Hill, and the image that I used today is from a fresco of the building of that church, basically directly after her death. The original church was built only, well, less than 20 years after her death. It was built in 363, and she was killed in 347. So her cult caught on rather quickly. One of the interesting details about the martyrdom of Bibiana is that she was tortured by a woman. And I don't remember reading in any of the other lives of the saints. Maybe I missed something. But I haven't seen this detail anywhere else. Which leads me to something that I'd like to propose to those of you who will hear this. First of all, this is the feast of a virgin martyr. But all of our vocations are connected together, whether it is that of remaining single, whether it's that of being married, being a virgin, like a consecrated virgin, or those who pursue virginity in the context of religious life, like religious nuns and religious sisters and nuns, those who were in the priesthood, etc. We are all of our vocations, we are all bound together. We belong in the same boat. We're in the same crew, the same team. When one suffers, we all suffer. When one sins, we are all hurt. When one recovers from sin and goes to confession and so forth, well, we all are lifted up by that. The rising tide raises all boats, to use a nautical image. And I know of someone right now who is in a marriage that is extremely difficult. This poor man is being pretty much tortured by his non-Catholic wife. She's insisting that if he doesn't do things basically to deny his faith, that she will leave him. He's obviously pretty stressed out about this. And so I'm saying Holy Mass today for his sake. I think on the sidebar of the little image that I have, a little image I have up here somewhere, it might say today for my benefactors, but it isn't. It's for a friend of mine. His initial is T. So if you would be so kind today is to get down on your knees and say perhaps the memorare, or another prayer that you know that is dear to you, or just a prayer from your own heart for a few seconds, for T and his marriage, perhaps asking Saint Bibiana, who understood what it was to pay the ultimate price, and to give thanks while doing so. You know, we hear in this reading for the book of Ecclesiasticus, you saved me from destruction. You delivered me from the evil time. Well, it's counterintuitive to say that in earthly terms, because she died, and she died a terrible death that involved torture and so forth. It doesn't sound at all like she was saved from destruction. It sounds like she was destroyed. It doesn't sound at all like she was delivered from the evil time. No, she endured a terrible evil time. But, as the poet says, life is real, life is earnest, the grave is not the goal. What seems like destruction and what seems like evil was her path to heaven. And what seems like terrible times in our own lives can be exactly what we need in order to clarify our values, I guess we could use that kind of modern popular phrase, clarify our values, figure out what's truly important for us unto our eternal life, if not even, you know, earthly success, unto eternal success. Dominus obisum, oremus, diffus est gratia labis tuis, portere benedicite Deus in eterum, et in saeculum saeculi. Grazie, fratelli.